With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The government shutdown continues, no apparent end in sight, and it is causing a lot of headaches. Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the harmful effects are beginning to pile up.
Federal workers are taking on second jobs to make ends meet. Food banks across the country are overwhelmed. And American families are looking to the holiday season with apprehension. As President, Democrats have a choice to make. Are they going to continue to bow to pressure from voices on the far left telling them to keep up their opposition? Or are they going to stop the American people's suffering and end this shutdown?
And if you are planning on flying anywhere in the country Friday morning, you've been warned it could be a very difficult day because of a strict federal directive.
The FAA order is to cut flights by 10% at 40 of the busiest airports, including Anchorage, Teterboro, New Jersey, Tampa, as well as New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. It's to take pressure off air traffic controllers who are working without pay during the shutdown. Two words you don't want to hear at the airport are canceled and
delay.
In Dallas, Alan Perkins' late night flight was bumped to the next day. Anyone with plans for the weekend are anxiously waiting to find out their flight status. Some airlines are planning to focus on slashing routes to and from small and medium-sized cities. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There is great sadness and shock today in the National Football League. In Monday Night Football this week, the Dallas Cowboys' Marshawn Nealon recovered a blocked punt in the end zone for a touchdown. Now we have learned the 24-year-old Nealon is dead of an apparent suicide. This is SRN News. A female hockey player is calling it quits.
Rachel Stoneberg doesn't want to play against men, and under the law in Minnesota where she lives, she would have to. The Women's Hockey Association of Minnesota has several men playing on its teams, and Stoneberg, in a social media post, says it's time to draw a line. Writing on X, Stoneberg says of the league, quote, "They do not care about my safety or the sanctity of the sport. I can no longer participate in a league that does not care about me." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Dutch venue canceling a historic Hanukkah concert because one of the singers is connected to the Israeli army. Amsterdam's Royal Concert Hall ending 10 years of Hanukkah concerts over Shai Abramson, a retired IDF member. That concert series was first revived in 2015, 70 years after it was halted by the Nazis. This is SRN News. One prediction has Americans spending more money this holiday season. Here's Bill Alexander.
They're expected to spend more than last year, despite economic uncertainty and rising prices. The 2025 forecast from the National Retail Federation predicts that shoppers will collectively spend over $1 trillion in November and December, an increase of 3.7% to 4.2% compared with last year. But the Federation says more Americans are growing selective, and they're focused on discounts.
Congressional Budget Office has been hacked. A spokeswoman for the CBO says the agency identified the incident immediately and took action to contain it. Federal judge in Texas dismissing a criminal conspiracy charge against Boeing related to the two 737 MAX crashes that killed more than 340 people. More details at srnnews.com.